Hey, we have a very interesting call, Sal says, on the line from Shelly. She has a question for us.
Shelly, what's happening?
We have two kids, and we've decided that that's all the kids we're going to have. And I would like a mommy makeover.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This is popular now.
Yeah, it is popular.
So I'm not I'm not 100% sure on the mommy makeover, but I do know it's like it's a lift here, a tuck there. It's sort of like the full, like, you know, the boobs come up.
It kind of puts everything in its place.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to where it was when you were in your 20s, right, Shelly?
Exactly. I want it all lifted and tucked. That's what I want.
I want that too then. Okay.
Shan, you haven't had kids.
Right. I'm a want it.
Well, you're for sure going to want it.
Put this on your bucket list, Shan.
Uh-huh.
But back to Shelly.
So what's the big deal here?
My husband doesn't want me to do it. He's against it. He's like, just work out with me, you know. So we've been working out for a while. Mm-hmm. And he looks great. You know, his body, like, men are like that. Their bodies just bounce back. You know what I mean?
He didn't, correct me if I'm wrong, though, but he didn't have two kids sucking on his breast for a year at a time, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sure he does look great.
Yeah, it can tone you, but it can't, like, lift things back into,
I'm kind of shocked, though. Like, what husband wouldn't want?
A ton of them don't want it. I have a friend whose husband won't even let her get Botox.
I mean, you're basically trying to like put your body back to like where it was when you were younger, and he's against it.
Yeah, but men don't get it because they think that your body can go back if you go to the gym and jump up and down a little bit.
Man, you need to be more realistic.
I know, I have a family. I can't spend all day in the gym.
Listen, I'll go do it with you.
What?
Yeah, I need a mommy.
I would love that.
I need a mommy makeover as well.
What you gonna get done?
Listen, I got two kids. They've been sucking on my breasts. I'll help you. I'll help you explore this, Shelly. And I'll help you convince your husband, too.
That would be amazing.
And listen, here's the start, too. Like, Shannon and I have been following a plastic surgeon on Instagram.
Oh, my God, Dr. Bay dude?
Yeah, I can't stop looking at his feed.
You should go there.
You know what? I'll go there with you. Are you really open to this?
Are you kidding me? It would be my dream come true.
All right. Well, Shelly, hang on the line because let's see where this
goes.
Well,
I'm looking online right now. So here's what a mommy makeover is specifically.
Okay.
It improves the specific areas of the body that are most commonly affected by childbirth. Mm-hmm. So generally, it includes a breast lift, a tummy tuck, and liposuction. So I guess you get that all at once. I'm not sure. I guess it's just like you go in and then they...
All right.
You go up. That's what gravity takes you down. A mommy makeover takes you up. I wonder if anybody in our listening audience can help Shelly out too. Has anybody had a mommy makeover? Anything similar to this? 888-456-9970. I do not need breast augmentation, but I'll definitely take the liposuction.
Oh, there you go.
You don't need it.
Did you hear it doesn't matter if I need it. I want it. So I can look good like on the beach. You know my favorite place in the world is the beach.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
After being in Brazil, I know that I could work out forever and not look at those guys.
And Brazil's the plastic surgery capital of like the world. I mean, they all get a little something done. Got to look good on the beach.
Well, we'll see. But anybody, 888-456-9970, have any advice for Shelly going into this? Have you done this before? This is very interesting.
Well, people are already texting in about it.
All right. I got to do some more research on it. All right. I'll check out what's the plastic surgeon's name you said?
Dr. Bay. Yeah,
Real Dr. Bay on Instagram.
Oh, you got to check out. I mean, I'm glued to it. I look at his thing every single day.
Wow, here it is. At the Real Dr. Bay. His real name is Dr. Kaplan.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to look on his website a little bit more and see if he's got a 2-for-1 special. Hey, we just talked to Shelly on the phone, and she just wanted some Fernando and Greg family support. She really wants to go in and get a nip tuck here, maybe a mommy makeover. She's exploring the options because she's had two kids. She's done with having kids, and she just wanted to know, you know, from us what we thought. Her husband has given her a little bit of a hard time thinking she could just do it all at the gym. We've gotten a lot of response from people. 888-456-9970 if you've done a mommy makeover, if you've done just something even slightly less than that, and how were the results for you?
Yeah, Mercy, tell us about your experience.
I had it done about 6 years ago. I have 3 kids, and it's the best thing that I've ever done.
What?
Yay! Wait. Can they do step daddy makeovers?
The results after is the best thing ever.
Okay. So, and it is. Tell us what it is, because I saw in there like breast augmentation.
Well, what did you do?
So I got a lift and a small implant and then a tummy tuck. And usually the tummy tuck comes with a little bit of lipo.
Okay. And Mercy, can you tell the men out there about having babies, since they don't know what it does to your body?
Good God. After two regular kids, regular delivery, and then a C-section, I mean, I really don't care what the men think at this point.
Exactly.
Did you get the pushback from your husband?
I was divorced already by that time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I did it after, and my husband saw it, my ex-husband saw it, and he was like, holy shit, you know.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. No, we believe you. We got you.
Yeah, I bet he was. Ooh, he's like, hey.
Talking about revenge body.
Revenge body.
I am looking at Dr. Kaplan's website, the one that Shan, you had mentioned, also his Instagram at Real Dr. Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does all kinds of things. Like, I love Botox. He does that. That's good. Fillers.
Right.
I'm down. I'm getting a daddy makeover. Look, yeah. Botox, fillers, tummy tucks. He does a lot of stuff. But yeah, I mean, 888-456-9970. If you've ever had any kind of thing after maybe having kids or you, one of the other common things is somebody might lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And then the skin hangs, or my cousin is actually going through that right now. She had gastric bypass surgery, and then she's lost so much weight, she needs to have, like,
the skin removed
and all that stuff. So she's in Arkansas. I can't help her. I don't even know if they do that in Arkansas. she might have to fly here.
Yeah.
They do it in a barn in Arkansas.
I'm dealing.
In a backyard.
She's talking to me about that, but if you've ever had any kind of procedure, tell us what it was like.
Yeah.
Shelly definitely wants to know. 888-456-9970. Hey, and also, we've been talking about this for about an hour now. We got a call from Shelly. She said that after two kids, she's done having kids. She's trying to get her body back, but no matter how hard she works out, there's nothing to do that at the gym that can lift and tuck and do those things. She really wanted to get a mommy makeover, but her husband is, you know, kind of against it. So we wanted to hear from you, ladies. Have you done a procedure like this, and how were the results for you?
Amy, what have you had done?
I got my breast done after my kids.
Okay. And?
Yeah. Best money I ever spent.
Hey.
Now, did you not only like lift them, but did you get them larger? Did you increase?
Yes.
What was the reason you wanted to get your breast done?
So I breastfed both of my kids, and after you breastfeed both kids, and I'm a bigger girl to begin with, and I lost a bunch of weight, so they were hanging pretty low.
Yeah, my mom tells a very famous story in our family. That when she was bathing my then 3-year-old nephew, he was like, "Nano, why do your boobs hang into the water?"
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I used to say it was like a National Geographic cover kind of a situation.
Right. Yeah.
So definitely needed to be rectified. So we found that money and we made it happen.
Now that you've had such a good experience, though, is there other stuff you'd like to do?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to be a part of my clique? I'm recruiting a bunch of women. We're all going to get like a 10-for-1 special.
Oh, yeah. Get me in that group for sure. I definitely want to be a part of that.
All right. Sign
we
up.
We can all recover. You know what? We'll just find one person to take care of all of us while we recover. Shan.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. I got somebody. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
I'll do it. You're going to pay me? I'll do it.
Well, the one that...
Pay me.
$20 per hour from each person.
You're going to help us out from the kindness of your heart, Shan.
Okay, okay.
Don't you care about me and the listeners?
I do, but I also care about myself,
money.
Yeah.
Care
about your wallet.
Y'all have me on this at Real at Real Dr. Bae, B-A-E, on Instagram.
Favorite.
Y'all have been following. He does a lot of stuff. But I'm going to keep looking around at different websites. There are a lot of people who are reaching out who've done this. But 888-456-9970. And speaking of the woman who had her breast dipping into the bathwater, Ginger, we're going to talk. We're going to talk to her next, but not about that.
No, not about that. Like, no.
Mom's
the word.
Hey,
on that,
she's
everybody.
The one who told that story. I wouldn't know about it if she didn't tell me about it. Now, y'all got me over here like researching mommy makeovers, tummy tucks, liposuction.
Yeah.
I'm at Pacific Heights Plastic Surgery right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's with Dr. Kaplan, who's also at Real Dr. Bae.
Yeah, we follow him.
Yeah, it's all interesting. I mean, I don't think I need a breast augmentation, but
okay. Well, that's good.
We had a caller, Shelly, earlier today, and she just really wanted to know from our listeners. She's starting to do this research. She wants to do a mommy makeover because she's had two kids. Her body, you know, it doesn't bounce back perfectly. And has questions, and her husband is being kind of about it, and she wants your advice. So 888-456-9970.
Yeah, it's like a Fernando and Greg faithful support group here, and hopefully we can kind of push Shelly to do what's going to make her, you know, look better, feel better about herself. Renee's on the line right now. So you went for this, right?
After three kids, I gave myself 3 years to try and lose the baby weight, and then it wasn't happening. So I told my husband for my 40th birthday, I wanted a tummy tuck if I didn't lose the weight. So 5 years ago, I got a tummy tuck done. And I swear he did something else because my boobs got bigger and it was a whole, it looked amazing. But I swear we kept asking him, we're like, you sure you didn't do like a boob job at the same time? Because all of a sudden my boobs are like, huge, and I'm like, what the hell happened?
Wow,
maybe that's a side effect.
Yeah,
I know. We're like, this is amazing.
Like, you know what that's like?
What?
That's like going to like a fast food restaurant and they give you all the extra fries at the bottom of the bag. You didn't expect to get that,
see?
All that extra.
I'm telling you, you got hooked up, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
He's loving it. He was like, that was the best thing. I got two for one.
I love it. Your husband said he got two for one.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, the husbands have come around, right? When they see the end result.
Well, a lot of times they do, but you know, you got to do this for yourself. You also got to do your research. It's really important to know what you're doing and get the right person. And I think that's what Mandy is doing right now on line one.
Pull her up. Hello, Mandy.
Hey, guys.
So you said you're starting to do your research on this?
Yeah, I've been looking for a few years now.
Oh, a few years. See, you're really taking your time.
Yeah, good
now,
for you.
Now, why do you want to get it done?
For myself. I've had three kids, and I've always been really fit and athletic. And after the kids, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
So it's time to change things back to where they were.
What's the biggest change after you have kids to your body?
It's just like that physical, you know, you feel the way you always used to, but then you look in the mirror and go, oh, that's not where it was.
Yeah. What you're seeing is not how you're feeling.
Why is my boob in my shoe?
Yeah. And then my skin's hanging over my pants. Well.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm looking at PacificHeightsPlasticSurgery.com right now, and I'll keep us posted on your research, and we'll keep you posted on ours. But we're definitely talking to a lot of people and finding out different results.
Yeah. Love it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Mandy. Let us know what you decide for sure.
I told all these women I go do it with them. We're just going to go all do like this.
Like
all
right. Squatted up. Like, yeah. What's up? We're here with the fam, with the squad. Can we get it done?
Yo, that's a little hood. Don't make it happen.
You got to scare them.
I said
to
it's
give you
Pacific
the discount.
High. I said Shad. Pacific Heights Plastic Surgery. I didn't say Tenderloin Plastic
right.
Surgery, hello. Girl.
Yo, we here. What's
we
up,
here,
Dr. Kaplan?
So.
Yeah. What you got?
Give me a boob lift. We out here.
I'll shout you out on IG, homie.
You better give me a good deal. I got a knife. I mean.
He's like, I got a knife,
yeah,
too.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And a vacuum.
888-456-9970. Maybe you can help Shelly out. Mandy just asked some questions. She's still doing her research.